Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and this is my series, Ask Amy. Very stripped down shows. I'm not channeling information, not teaching per se, but you know, that's part of who I am. So I do think there is wisdom in it all. Imagine you're at a networking event. And you sat down to talk to me, and these are those shows. So the next question is, what do I do in my free time? I have two businesses. Well, it's all under the banner of my name. Technically, like the technical, it's all under the same banner. But, well, the 80% of my life is intuitive coaching with Amy. And then 20% of my business life is, my romance writing and publishing business, I released the first book in 2018, and I have 4 books out. And so when I'm not doing that, even my free time is associated with, you know, all of that, you know, from spiritual practice to studying to all the things that I do are connected to business. And I like it that way, to be honest with you. I love my human experience. Definitely areas I want to improve and get better in, and I want to manifest around, but so a lot of my life is work, but it doesn't feel like work. But when I'm like full on, like just free, totally free time, I watch a lot of TV, but even that is kind of associated with my writing business, because while I had been reading romance for as long as I can remember, I came to actually publishing work and telling stories was studying TV shows, specifically Sex and the City. And back in the day when you bought DVDs, you know, you bought a series on DVD, they'd have some bonus content. And some of the bonus content for the Sex and the City series is Michael Patrick King talking about how he's the writer, the showrunner for Sex and the City, and the reboot. And just like that, he's also the showrunner for that. And he would go through an episode and talk about how they came to write it, you know, how things came together. And listening to him talk changed my whole perspective on television. And so now I like watch shows from that perspective, but I mean, just in general, I watch a lot of TV shows, and I love shows. I don't watch very few movies. I can count on one hand in a year how many movies I'd actually watch. It's mostly shows. And then I love college football. This year I've been in motion in a lot of ways. So I haven't been as like invested in the storyline of college football, but it's a whole little world unto itself that I love the drama, and I love it all. I love college football. And then during playoff season, I'm a Warriors fan. I will admit I'm a playoff fan. So I do follow the Warriors during that time, because I lived in Oakland when they won their first championship, and I've been a fan since then. And then I cook. I love cooking, and I watch cooking shows. Music. I love the music I love. My top three would be Ani DiFranco, Dave Matthews Band, and Pearl Jam. And then I like a lot of indie music too. So, Riot Girl music, Chet Faker. I'm really into him. I mean, if we we could get under the hood of that. Then jazz. I studied jazz a lot in college. I listened to the jazz, and then I've been listening to a lot of classical this year. I actually wrote a character who was a classical musician, so I've been listening to a lot of classical. And that's pretty much it. Like, I wish I wanted to, everything's associated with that, you know, either going to a show or, is there anything else I do on my free time? I feel kind of boring. No, I pretty much, everything's related to some way, somehow related to my business. So it might be my free time, but I'm working through, doing my self work or, which, you know, yes, it's for me. And then I take a lot of that information and I teach it. Is there anything else I do in my spare time that would be interesting? Nope. Yeah, of course, I like things to be very tidy in my life. So, you know, there's the cleaning aspect of my life and organizing things and planning. I use a lot of my spare time for planning and, okay, how does this look and fitting things together. And, but you know, even that now it's all like a part, like I can put it in the manifesting category of my life. I love the beach. I do love the beach. When I marry again, I know that'll be a big part of my personal life, and I want it to be. But that's pretty much it. You know, in my single woman, post-divorce life, it's been pretty much the businesses and then, you know, TV and the sports I'm into. And that's it. I love coffee. I have coffee every morning. Wine and beer. I do love wine and beer when I get a chance. I haven't had a lot of opportunities this year because I've been working a lot of goals at the same time. Weed. I forgot. There was a time in my life where I was really, I love strands. I love the medicinal properties of it. I was deeply, I got entered the cannabis space before legalization in California, so the medicinal space. And so I studied it. I was obsessed with how to use cannabis as medicine. I don't use it as much. Actually, never really right now. I don't need it. I've done so much work on myself that what I was using it for, to medicate, those are no longer big issues, you know, and anytime something comes up, I can pretty much manage it on my own. Oh, politics. I do enjoy politics, though I do follow it more closely when we are in a presidential election cycle, but I do keep up to date. That's it. All right. That's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Please consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching package. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself.